Hey, it's Janessa.
And I'm Katie.
And this is
Say What?
Hey guys, we're back.
Hey, hey, and we have a very special guest today. Kim, the one and only, the one that we have brought up several times on our podcast.
We have talked about her.
She hasn't listened to it.
Correction,
nothing bad.
Correction. I did listen.
Which one did you listen to?
The first one.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, all right.
Yeah.
Just have a little bit of catching up to do. Yeah, but right. at least you can say that you did listen to
I
it.
I did.
At least.
Remember I said you guys sounded really good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did we
you did talk
we
about
mention
me.
You on
you
there
did.
On that one?
I can't remember what it was about. But yeah, you did.
I feel like we've brought Kim up on several different.
We really have.
Because we were just talking about you guys. For what you're doing for New Year's and the lanterns, like letting the lanterns go last year, which sounds amazing.
Yeah. It was really fun.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is my bestie. Okay. So
this is the moment everyone's been waiting for.
Yes. The queen herself is here.
This is Kimmy Cakes. Woo! Kimbo Slice.
That's
we're also drinking mimosas, it might get a little spicy. Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, what's new?
We haven't drank since the first one.
That was the only time.
Oh, shit.
So can I just make a suggestion for future podcasts?
Yes.
Not this one, but have you ever watched Drunk History?
Yes, I have.
That is so much fun. You have to tell the story of a historical moment completely slammered.
Oh, fuck
and
yeah.
It's hilarious. Yeah. I think we would do so good.
Absolutely. We should do that. We could do Drunk History episode.
Yeah.
Well, we were trying
and then just
to
sober
do
home.
History.
Me too. So it'll be even better.
Okay. We're Sagittarius. I mean, attention spans like.
Exactly.
Yeah. On Santa on the last one.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about Saint Nick. Did you? Do you know the history? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I had no clue.
I didn't do a very good job explaining it. I probably sounded like I was drunk trying to give factual information, but you know.
No, I was talking to Monica about it, I think on Tuesday. What are we? Thursday? Yeah. And I was asking her if she knew anything about St. Nick, and she's like, I don't know the history. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm not the only dumbass.
Yeah, he was like
around.
A philanthropist.
Fallopian, too?
You don't know.
Too?
He's gender neutral, okay? Let's leave it at that. He was a big philanthropist and, like, helped little orphan kids. And there's a whole history that when I read it, I was like, damn, I love him even more now.
I know.
Yeah,
because Santa Claus.
That's what we discovered.
Where Santa Claus
from Holland,
Sweden.
Sweden.
He's Dutch.
British.
He's Dutch.
He's.
I just touched the mic.
Scrape your tongue.
Down.
Scrape your tongue.
Katie's been pretty consistent on touching her mouth to this microphone.
It's called immunity. It's okay.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
It's my mouth.
Anyway. I'm sure you put pretty dirty things in there.
Yeah.
So,
we've heard about you.
You know what? I'm going to bring my own microphone. I think that's
people
what
do.
Now.
They sell them at, what's that place called?
Target?
No.
Walmart.
No.
Best Buy.
No, Amazon. The place where I'm waiting for my microwave. RC Willie.
RC Willie.
They have a whole thing. Of
okay.
Podcast microphones in their electronic section.
Clearly, I'm a close talker. Not like people close talking, because that drives me absolutely insane.
You mean like invasion of the personal space?
Yeah. That's my. I've actually told people that they were in my personal bubble.
And their reaction?
Me.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was what we said when Howard Rosbat showed up to my house.
Oh, my.
Oh,
wow.
Well, that's awkward.
Oh. Unexpected.
Oh, so let's get the festivity started was what we went right into. Mm-hmm.
If I take three steps back when you're talking to me,
that's
that means
too
you're too close. And then when you take another step towards me, it's not
that's
okay.
That's it. It's over. Your sister texted.
Oh, okay.
You didn't leave your sweater on the porch.
Yes, I did.
She just Bitch. Saying, she didn't leave, you know. Someone stole it.
Just so you know, Kim goes into Hispanic mode. Where she's got
and Filipino.
And Filipino.
And occasionally European.
Yeah.
Wow, we are getting the whole
And occasionally
array.
I get my soul going.
Well, no, we do.
Soul child.
We do Russian.
Oh, Jess.
Yeah, we do Russian.
We do all the things.
We do a lot of Asian voice back and forth with each other. I think one of the funniest memories that I have with Kim early on is when we went to go get our nails done.
Oh, my God.
It was awful. So because we're so used to like, oh, pretty nail. Oh,
beautiful nail.
Beautiful nail. there's that comedian that does whole nail skit.
Stephanie Johnson or something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So funny. So Kim and I went to go get our nails done, and she had gotten, she started first, and we were talking, and I completely forgot to go pick out a color. And so,
She was surrounded by Asians. She forgot that part too.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, I'm like, Lordy. Oh, I go pick color.
And it was like record scratch.
Yeah. It was just.
And she looked
quiet.
At me, and I looked at her, and I was like,
we're never coming back here again.
I think her nail tech looked up at me. I was like, oh fuck. They're going to screw up my nails. Yep. I pick color.
She's like, oh, you're going to pick a color.
Yeah,
bitch,
I got your color right here, bitch. I got your color right here.
And then there was another time that I started and I stopped when we were getting our nails done another time. Janessa, weren't you there?
No.
Yes,
oh, yeah, she were.
She was.
You were.
Yes.
We came in on the fly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was getting
it was right before
done.
The Halloween party.
Yep. And I started to say something in the Asian voice, and I went, and Kim knew exactly what I was
about. I had the big old saucer eyes like, not again, bitch.
We're going to not have another nail place
God
to go to.
God damn it, that's another one we can't go to anymore.
We want to come back to this place. Oh, my God. Let's see. What's another good... little story that we've had together.
You know what's fun is me trying to figure out titles for these episodes and then descriptions, because we're all over the place all the time. Like even the
can
Christmas
we call this one all over the place?
Squirrel.
We can.
Squirrel.
Yeah,
I love
squirrel.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like our Christmas one that we did, I listened to it and I was like, wow, we go down the road of like sex. Christmas and sex and then New Year's and then random other shit. So trying to like, yeah. This one will be Squirrel, which they should all be titled the same thing.
Squirrel One. Squirrel One.
You guys are so similar. Uh-huh. But you're also both December babies.
Yeah. We're both Sages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And early stage Sag. Mm-hmm. So we're like hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like true. Everything I read about Sages are, it's spot on.
You guys are very similar. That's probably why I just love both of you so much.
Oh, we love you.
We love you. Well, thanks. Do you want to talk about the first time we met?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I actually thought about that. I'm like, would anybody hear the things that we say about other people?
Who cares?
Probably.
She's,
who hears
she's
this?
Thinking about bitch nuts.
Yeah.
Anybody.
But where does it go?
Apple.
Oh, in the cloud?
Yeah.
Let's bring it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's talk
so
about it.
I'll set the stage. So when we first moved here, this was February of 19, I was going to build in Kim's neighborhood. And
it's not a metaphor.
What?
For a sec.
Here we go. Drink your mimosa.
Every
here we
time
go.
We make a sexual reference, we have to drink. How
I
about that?
That's a good
hammered.
Idea.
Yeah. All of us are going to be hammered.
So the first time I met her was after I had reached out to somebody in that neighborhood who had a son my son's age. And they were moving in June. And I'm like, okay, well, we just got here, but yeah, let's get our boys together.
Is this?
Bitch Nuts.
Okay.
Yes.
they met on Facebook, a Facebook community, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And so when we did meet up with them in July, actually, we went out to Lucky Peak. We took the boats out. And this person that we call Bitch Nuts now, if I don't like you, I give you a name. Like she who may not be named, you don't get to have your real name back. I gotta name you something else. So I named her Bitch Nuts. So we met up with Bitch Nuts and she said, I'm gonna have my neighbors / friends come with us. I dated him back in high school and him and his wife.
I still can't get over the story. She's so fucking weird.
She
and
really
I've never
is.
Met this chick.
I know.
In
so,
my life.
She's like, I want you to meet them. And they live right around the corner from us. And I'm like, great. The more, the merrier. So we met out on the lake. And
it was love at first sight.
It was.
For both of us.
It really was. But we like had a connection. And then Bitch Nuts, I think, was not having it. She's a narcissist. So I don't think she liked that she wasn't
I'm surprised she even
attention.
Introduced you to her.
Yeah. I know. It was weird.
I don't think she knew me well enough to know how that would go down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I only knew her since we moved in March. I think she came out in April or May.
June, yeah, something like that.
And that was the first time I had ever met her. So yeah. We literally knew each other for like 10 minutes.
And then wow. We all just like hit it off, and then we just hung out like every single day mm-hmm. after that. So yeah, so that's how I met Kim. And I just did the.
Oh, yeah, that we did
too. That's the worst. Yeah. So, yeah, we hit it off and we just have a good time. You know, I just wish I met her earlier.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And maybe without the bitch nuts.
And without the bitch nuts. But maybe the bitch nuts yeah. brought us closer together.
Yeah.
You know?
It could be the case.
Mm-hmm. Because of the trauma
do you
that
see
we experienced with
no,
her.
She doesn't live in my neighborhood anymore. She moved to Star.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's yeah. Was out. That the ugly ass house we walked in?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God. Let's talk about that. Okay.
I got to set the stage. Okay. So this was
do you horrible. Remember? It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Remember their sliders in the front door.
Yeah. Well, hold on. We got to tell the listeners. Okay. We got to set the stage. Okay. So we have a parade of homes around here. And so for my birthday, I, especially with what I do for a living with interior design, like for me, that just brings me so much joy to go check out the builders and see how, you know, they staged the homes and stuff like that. So
it was so much fun.
It mm-hmm. was so much fun.
Yeah.
So Eric got a party bus, my husband, and then got you chicks and Janelle and Lisa and
Alyssa.
And another person. And
eye roll. Insert eye roll.
And
excuse me.
But we got drunk, had the cooter board. We went through all the houses, but we found out that Bitch Nuts' house, her new house, was going to be one of the parade homes. And so we were like, oh, yeah, we're totally going in there. Mm-hmm. And I'll let you explain it because I've been talking.
Well, I just don't understand why that was a parade home.
I don't either. But explain it. Explain it.
The house?
Yeah. So we pull up. And
so you roll up.
There we were.
On a bus.
Hammered.
And this house is small.
Yeah, it was small.
Teeny tiny.
Small, like for little people.
Yeah.
And there's a slider door that you would typically expect to see on the backside of the house facing the road.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Can you explain that?
Like, I visualize this coming from California.
You remember it, right?
Yes. And I visualize it being, like, on a golf course in Palm Springs with a bunch of old people.
It was a retirement home, for sure.
Yeah.
And they had a little patch of grass. Well, what would be grass in the back?
Yeah, tiny. Like,
so
tiny.
Weird.
6 inches. I give it six.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I don't do 6 inches, so.
But it was a slider. Where her dining room was at the front of the house. So it's like the front door, and then there's a full slider.
Yeah.
It was weird. But anyways, we just fucking walked in there like we own the place.
Now, granted, we're already a little bit, you know, like we had preconceived notions. It belongs to her. We already hated that kind of thing. But I was trying to be objective. I'm like, okay, I can be objective. But I was like.
And if I didn't think it was bad, I would have not.
Kim's
I would have said like,
face.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she's not cool or we don't like her, but the house isn't bad. It was horrible.
It was
the whole
terrible.
Design of it. I'm like, I don't
understand how that even became a parade of homes.
Yeah.
Well, it was almost like they were like, shit, we're short, like short a house.
Yeah.
Dan, what do you got? Well, we got this fucking piece of shit down here. We can throw that in.
Okay. We got the old people home on the golf course from Palm Springs.
But we really like their son. He's a sweet kid. Yeah. And he's, you know, my son's age. And I felt really bad because they came from, you know, a decent home in Kim's neighborhood. And then they went to that. And that poor kid, I'm like, dude, now that's what he has to have like,
why did
for
they
the rest
move?
Of his high school. You're going to put him in that? Like, he had... The best setup.
Well, we
Why
have
that?
A lot of theories. She's
sorry, I'm clearing my throat.
I sniffed. Sorry. She likes to spend money that I think maybe she doesn't have.
Oh.
And so our theory is that she maybe went into some severe debt.
Oh. And maybe that was their backup plan. Like somebody that buys an
a very expensive car, like very expensive car, like every
10 minutes,
4 months.
I'm not kidding. She just bought a new one, by the way.
I know. Eric showed me the text.
I found out today.
Yes. That is, so that is like,
they spend an exorbitant amount of money for what I think they make. So I think they were trying to cash in on the skyrocket that was housing.
And it didn't work.
And it didn't work.
Mm-mm. No. But she's just not a very good person in general. And so I feel like, but you know how some people really, the whole keeping up with the Joneses thing is their identity. I think that's her to a T. But when you are a true narcissist, like Kim and I looked up, you know, the true definition of a narcissist. And she
was her picture on
hit.
There?
Yeah.
Her last name was in there.
Single bullet point.
Did I ever tell you about that?
What?
There is an actual narcissistic manipulative aspect and it's her last name.
Stop. Oh, I think we had this conversation. Yes. Where did we have this conversation?
I died. I was like, oh, are you kidding me? It's the last name and add an ing.
No way.
Yes. I died. I was like, oh.
It's her. This
explains. Wow. Oh, man.
So, yeah, there's been some interesting stories that we've heard about her since we cut her off. But, yeah, it was quite a scene. But we walked through there, and we were just joking and having a good time. And one of the gals that I won't name, like, she used their bathroom. You're not supposed to use the bathroom, and like didn't flush. And remember?
I didn't know she didn't flush.
Yeah, she didn't flush. And Janelle was running lookout to make sure that the real estate agent didn't see her because it was a small house. And so there's no way you can't hear somebody peeing in a corner. Well, not in a house.
I was like, she peed in the corner?
Not in an actual corner.
I was like, where was I? There's nowhere to go in that house. How did I not see that?
So, but I don't know if you knew this, Janessa, but later, because Kim's husband still has to talk to her from time to time.
Yeah. He does their insurance.
She had mentioned that the real estate agent said that all of us showed up.
But me specifically.
And me.
Had a bottle of red wine, which I don't drink. And was walking around her house.
Trying to spill it,
drinking red wine.
We didn't even have red wine on the bus.
I don't even drink red wine.
No. And it was my birthday, and I specifically asked for white wine. Yeah. So anyway, like, it was just a whole thing. But
so I wondered, though, because how would her real estate person know who I was or you were specifically? Mm-hmm. So I felt like that was more of an inside job.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But she also, she got a limo for that day.
Yes, and pink limo.
I remember that. Oh,
and
God.
Apparently because two of the
it's like
gals,
she just needs attention, which is an insecurity thing.
But two of the gals that were on our party bus had to say no to going on her little limo thing. And so later she found a photo where we were all together in front of the party bus. So then, you know, she definitely knew that she got ditched to go on ours. And I think maybe she just knew that we were going to go through her parade home. So I don't know. Maybe she
it
created
was like
that
a
whole
condo.
Scenario.
Like when I think of the it way that was. It's laid out, the kitchen was so weird. Like you walk in, you turn right and you're in the kitchen, but then you can walk out through that sliding glass door through the front. It's so weird.
Now her kitchen / dining room is also their pool.
Oh, and get this.
A pool table? Where the fuck are you going to put that
in there? In their dining room.
Get this.
What?
She got the same dining or pool table as I have that also Kim got. She got the same one that when I first got it.
She's like a white female. Yeah. And I said that for the first day.
We can tell you stories about how she just popped up or her kids popped up or her kid.
Yeah.
Whenever Katie would be at my house. It was bizarre.
It was really weird. To like check on us. But so the first time when I got the pool table before Kim got it, I didn't care if Kim got it. She's my best friend. I'm like, yes, girl, that'd be perfect in your house. She would always make comments when she'd come over to my house, like backhanded comments. And she like didn't like the pool table. And so the fact that she got it still is like, oh, woman.
The exact.
Yeah. Exact.
One.
Yeah. And so
I wonder if she puts like a plywood over it so they can have dinner.
Hey, you know it's like multifunctional, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so weird.
It's a pool table slash
plywood
dining
and a
space.
And a
yes,
tablecloth. Yeah.
So anyways, we clearly don't like bitch nuts, but she did bring us together. And so to that, I'll take a little drink.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I think there's a positive in that.
Yes.
She just sounds like a nut job.
She really is. There's been so many crazy stories since we broke up. But I mean, things like FBI, all this stuff is just insane. It's insane.
She's a weirdo, man.
I know. Ugh. Anyway, normally we don't just sit and like talk shit about like a particular person, but.
Well, we were talking about how you guys met, and I think that's a.
I mean, that really is the
the
backstory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And through tragedy, we have triumphed.
Yeah. We really have. Succeed. We're just going to keep on climbing.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't it funny how, and even now, like, we still like her husband. Mm-hmm. We don't hang out with her husband because that's just not going to work. But I think it's really interesting when you do find friends that you actually want to like bring into your life. It's really, really hard to not only have the women get along, but the men get along.
Yeah.
That's really difficult.
Yeah.
And I'm not I've never been a girl's girl ever. I just.
Same.
And
that's
one of the things that Kim and I, you know, connected on too, is like having girlfriends is, it's new. I've always been a lone wolf since high school. And, I don't do drama. I don't do petty bullshit. What you see is what you get. If I have an issue and I think it's important enough, I will bring it up. And I'm not going to do it in like a shitty way. I'm just going to
be honest.
I'm going to be honest. And, I think that there's too many people that are like super passive aggressive. Mm-hmm. Or they're just straight on fake. Yep. Oh my God, you look so good. Mm. Oh my God, I love you. I would always be there for you. Don't even worry. Like, I have got your back. 2 seconds later,
they're putting
they go
a knife
behind
in it.
Your back and they're like, oh my gosh, bitch just told me this. Da 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 da. And I cannot believe she would be like that. I avoid that like the plague. So if I read that in somebody, I'm like, nope.
So I just cleared my throat.
It's okay.
Sorry,
I've been
guys.
Doing it. I've been.
I have a cold, so
I have an excuse.
I think this is the challenge with females, and we've had this conversation before. Mm-hmm. I think all of us have. Like men, and I tell Alan this too, because when you have boys and girls. He'll be like, well, just say this. And I'm like, hey, girls don't function like that.
Yeah.
It comes off as bitchy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you're not being nice. And that's not really the truth. You're just being honest. Mm-hmm. And whereas
direct
guys.
Communicators.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And men, you can have a conversation. And that's why I've always preferred having male bosses too. Cause I could say, I'm not going to fucking do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. I will say it like that verbatim. Mm-hmm. I'm not until you could tell me why I would do that and make it make sense, then I'll do it.
They
I
can
never say that
things.
To a female.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They can.
Freak out.
They can squash things and move on.
You could trip and fall and screw someone's wife.
Yeah.
And if you came and said, bro, I'm sorry, I tripped and I fell and I screwed your wife. And they'd be like, it's okay, bro.
Thanks for saying something.
It's all right. Let's hug it out. You know?
But see, I have that mentality where if I have worked something out with somebody, we've talked, we've squashed it, I will move on. I assume that the other person
is moving on
has moved on.
But most females cannot.
Nope.
Yes. And what happened in our little group that I was a part of before, that's totally what happened. And it was truly the first time that I was involved in like a large scale female group, which was very difficult for me because there's a lot of personalities to manage. And I don't like to walk on eggshells. And so
should you have to?
You shouldn't have to. And I think the first time that I felt like I had to walk on eggshells, it was so uncomfortable for me. But I felt like, okay, I am going to try my best to be an adult.
Yeah.
I am going to do my best to try to be the bigger person. and eat my words. I am going to truly try to shut up and try to say what I probably should say to try to ease a situation. And the whole thing made me feel so uncomfortable and so just like disingenuous. I hated it. I went against everything that I know to be who I am. And in the end, it didn't work out. And I'm grateful, but I'm still mad about the situation. Mm-hmm. It's been a year, and basically in a nutshell, once I explained what my boundaries were and other women had an issue with what my boundaries were and they wanted me to explain to make them feel comfortable and they wanted me to basically say no to my boundaries to make them feel comfortable, it was a straight up no for me. And that pisses me off because I would never ask anybody that I genuinely cared about to go against something that made them feel comfortable so that I would feel comfortable. Are you fucking kidding me? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? That's not okay. You don't do that to anybody. And that was my biggest eye opener of like, well, I can't be friends with that. I can never be friends with that. I would never ask either one of you to do something that I knew and you very clearly explained was going to be uncomfortable for you. You didn't want to. And it was a situation where something was up to you to make a decision. I would never make you feel bad about it. I would never talk shit about you for how you personally felt about it. And I would never hold it against you and then do exactly what I was upset with you about to you.
Yeah.
That's what happened and to me. And it redefined or not redefined. It made me realize all the reasons why I was not a girl's girl. And so when I tried to do that on a large scale with many females, it reiterated to me that I do much better with like three, maybe four females.
Yeah. I think too, you're a direct communicator. So if anybody knows, Katie's a Taurus and Kim and I are both Sagges. So, I mean, everything you read about both of those signs, everything is direct communicator. Yeah. Like I say shit that I probably shouldn't say all the time. And I don't mean that it to be offensive. I've learned as I've grown older how to phrase things a little bit differently.
Yeah, finesse it a little bit.
Articulate.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. But it is what it is. I'd rather have someone tell me the truth than be totally fake and be a different person.
I'm so loyal, and that's that other thing with the Taurus. I'm so loyal that even if you upset me, I will try to sit down and explain myself, explain the situation, try to work things out with you because I've invested in you.
Yeah.
And that's not something I do with everybody. So if I have invested in you, I am going to make sure that we can try to work something out. And if I see that there's no working out and if I can sleep at night knowing that I did everything that I can do and it's still not going to work, I will cut you out of my life like you never existed.
Yeah.
And maybe that's cold. I don't know. I think it's probably more of a self-preservation thing, but I've had to do that several times in my life, but you're just no longer part of my world. And I know that I did everything. And so I don't have any regret about it. I think every single person should hold themselves accountable for the energy that they're willing to give other people. Mm-hmm. Because your energy is super important and your peace is fucking important. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody's going to come and disrupt your peace,
they're going to get a piece.
They're going
to. Not of that.
Not in the good way.
Yeah, not a good way. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I just think friendships, to me, are very important.
Yeah.
So, obviously, both of you, I and Janelle, and there's like one other person that I pour energy into. And so, I just love you guys.
I know. We do have the best chat, though. I like our the TikToks you guys send, because I'm not on TikTok. I was watching them this morning. I was like, oh, these people are so fucking funny. Mm-hmm. About the one about Idaho.
Oh my God, and the potato cannons.
Yes. Love I was like, her. She's so right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can plug that in and play it for the listeners.
God, so freaking funny. Hilarious.
So funny.
She has a lot of Idaho.
Does she really?
Yeah, I was like, huh, does she live out here?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, did you guys ever see the Idaho one where it gives Idaho facts?
No.
I think so.
I played that at Thanksgiving for my California family and they were dying. Fabio, Travis.
He fell asleep over there.
I know you're drinking your mimosa over there.
He's real deep into that mimosa.
But hold on. Shit whore. I didn't tag anything on there. That's okay. Okay. So I want to plug in my phone for this Idaho thing. I know you know how to do this because we've done it before. And I promise you're going to like it.
That's what she said.
You're going to listen and you're going to like it.
Oh, someone told me their husband says it all the time. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, at what point can I stop laughing? I was like, I don't know, because I still think it's funny.
We use it all the time.
Stop laughing when it's no longer funny.
Yeah. It says other device or headphones on it, Travis.
Headphones.
Okay, here we go.
Strange State Laws, Idaho Edition. It is against the law to live in a dog kennel or a dog house unless you are a dog.
Oh,
in
good.
In Idaho Falls, it is illegal to ride a motorcycle if you are over 88 years old.
Oh.
It is illegal to ride a merry-go-round on Sundays.
Drive a car.
In Tamarack, it is illegal to buy onions after dark without a permit.
Oh, wow.
You also can't sell chickens after sundown without permission from the sheriff. Hunting with a remote using the internet is punishable by law.
What the fuck?
It's also forbidden to hunt from a helicopter, whether it's in the air or not. Selling an Idaho deluxe potato with rot, blemishes, or sun damage can get you sent to jail for up to 6 months.
I read about
Damn.
That.
Damn.
Pocatello,
take their taters
apologies
seriously.
If I'm saying that incorrectly, you are required by law to smile. Public displays of affection in Idaho are limited to under 18 minutes. In Eagle, it is illegal to sweep dirt from one's house into the street. The state of Idaho forbids you from fishing off the back of a camel. Giraffes are off limits too.
Okay, good.
Thank God we cleared that up.
Citizens on Sundays, unless it's snowing. Lawyers cannot charge a widow to move a piano from one room to another.
Because that's common.
Decapitating your friend with an axe is against the law.
Oh, fuck me.
And lastly, according to Idaho code, cannibalism is against the law unless it's necessary to survive.
Oh,
can I just tell you, someone just got busted for cannibalism out here. I just saw it come over on KBOI.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It was on. I could probably find it if
Shut
I had a look.
Up.
Yep. Is getting some serious jail time for cannibalism out here in Idaho.
Oh, where in Idaho?
Please hold.
Oh, please.
I
was like, is this a thing?
Okay, yeah, is it like in Podunk, Idaho?
Maybe.
Because.
Bonner's Ferry? Bonner's Ferry, that's what I call it.
I thought that was in Oregon.
No, that's way north Idaho. Yeah.
You know those Canadians.
Did you hear about that, Travi? Trip?
I'm just Googling, but I know where Bonner's Ferry is because it's right next to Spokane.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know, Travis has a sign on his. A nameplate on his desk. It says Young Fabio, head bitch in charge. Mm.
But it is with abbreviated?
Yes.
No, it's not abbreviation.
HBIC.
Yeah. HBIC, mm-hmm. Head bitch in charge.
But that's not an abbreviation. That's a...
Yeah.
No, an abbreviation would be like when you shorten a word.
No.
It is an acronym.
Acronym?
Yeah, it is an acronym. Oh. Yeah.
I have on my husband's desk his name and then it says... salesman extraordinaire.
It's right here.
What? Please hold. The Faustines got Alan because we love The Office,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to help coach basketball for the girls. So they got him assistant to the regional manager. Name tag.
Okay, listen. An Idaho man is being charged with cannibalism and murder after police discovered parts of a body in his home, microwave to be specific. East Idaho News reports the Bonner County Sheriff's Office arrested 39-year-old James David Russell back in September after discovering the body of a 70-year-old David Flagett.
Seven or 70?
70. He was the caretaker of the property. Russell's truck killed him, and they found a bowl containing his blood and tissue inside a microwave. They discovered his mutilated body inside his truck, tied up in an awkward, quote, position, with body parts cut out from various places, including his thighs and genitals.
Ew!
Some body parts remained missing, and authorities think they were removed after the man's death. So he is, court documents obtained by East Idaho News say Russell allegedly mentioned wanting to cut chunks of his skin off with a knife to cure his brain.
Oh. That's interesting. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh, Janelle's here. Get her in here. Come on in, girl.
Okay, guys. So this looks like a good spot to take a break, and we will reconvene for part two.
We'll be right back, bitches.
Bye. That's it. All right, time's up, people. Hope you enjoyed yourselves as much as we did.
Yeah, and come find us on social media, on Instagram, Say What Podcast 2021. Give us a follow. If you have questions or topics you want us to cover, you can slide that right into our DM.
Slide it in like butter, baby.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review.
Cheers.